Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is from 2015, where Selena discussed ways of attuning to Brigid as fire goddess through sacred work with candle flames, hearth fires, bonfires, solar rays, and fire in the head inspiration.
Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox, and this is a new podcast. I give thanks to the Pagans Tonight Radio Network for their support of this show, and to David and Jeanette Ewing, who are assisting me. Tonight's topic is Brigid Fire. And I'm going to share with you in the first part of our evening together a version of my new workshop that I presented for the first time at the Circle Sanctuary and Book Festival this past Saturday. We're going to explore a bit about the Celtic goddess Brigid, some forms of Brigid fire, and some sacred ways to work with Brigid fire for personal and community practice. Brigid fire of the sun, rise in me, enliven me, enlighten me. Brigid fire of the moon, rise in me, enliven me, enlighten me. Brigid fire of Imbolc, rise in me, enliven me, enlighten me. It is full moon time as well as Imbolc time. Imbolc is the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. In the northern hemisphere, it happens on or near the start of February. This year in 2015, we also have the joys of having this festival of lengthening days, increased sunlight, coinciding with the time of the full moon. Brigid is a goddess rooted in the Celtic peoples of old Europe, but today has gone around the world. People of many ethnicities, cultures, and faith traditions connect with Brigid, Brigid, Brigantia, Bride, Brigid. Her name takes a variety of forms. She has now become a multicultural, multi-faith global goddess. In ancient times, when she was honored across Europe by Celtic tribal peoples as a pagan goddess, she had a variety of sacred dimensions. She was a goddess of nature in a variety of forms. The goddess of place, of the land. A goddess connected with the oak. A goddess connected with the sun. A goddess connected with water, sacred springs, holy wells, a goddess connected with a variety of creatures, including swans, a goddess who had many aspects, and a goddess of fire and flames. It's in that dimension we'll be connecting with her in this podcast. Bridget began as a Celtic pagan goddess, but as Europe became Christianized, her honoring was so important to the pagan peoples. During Christian times, some places there is forced conversion, other places it was more intertwining of old pagan ways with newer Christian ways, such as in Ireland. She started taking on the form of a Celtic Christian saint and was said to be a bishop, a one who had a community in a place known as Kildare, place of the oaks in old Ireland. Well, today there are people who are pagan who honor her, Christian who honor her, and people of different blends of spiritual traditions that honor her. And tonight, we honor her in particular as the Lady of the Sacred Flame, Bridget Fire. What are some of the forms that she takes? What kind of Bridget Fire in traditions and lore and spiritual practices of old and contemporary time? One form of Bridget Fire is that of the sacred sun, Sunfire, a sun goddess. One of her symbols, an equal arm cross known as the Bridget's Cross, that typically is woven of rushes or straw, but other materials can be used. The Bridget Cross represents a type of sun wheel, and some even call it the Bridget Wheel. It is often placed in homes to bless them. It's a symbol of the four seasons, and for Celtic people, the four Celtic fire festivals, of which Imbolc is one of them. That is the time especially aligned with Bridget of the Sun. For it's at this time of year that it becomes very apparent that the days are getting longer as we hit this midpoint between Yuletide and Ostara, winter solstice and spring equinox. Another form of Bridget Fire is that of lightning. In fact, one of the interpretations of the name Brige or Bridget is bright arrow, said to come from the appearance of a lightning flash in the sky. A third form of Bridget Fire is that of sacred flames. And it's in this form that many people work with Bridget as a fire goddess at personal altars, home shrines, at sacred sites, kindling candles, lamps, torches, sacred fires of many types, to commune with her, to honor her. She has had fire temples associated with her. In fact, one of her sacred sites, Kildare, the place of the oaks, in addition to having oaks there and a holy well, for she was a goddess of waters as well, there was a fire temple. And about 20 years ago, sacred fire was kindled again in this sacred site. And there are people of many paths and many places that make pilgrimage to Kildare to connect with Bridget of the sacred fire, Bridget of the sacred oak, Bridget of the sacred waters, Bridget of the sacred land. A fourth form of Bridget fire is that of the hearth, home fires. This can quite literally be a fireplace or a wood stove, which provides heating, light, warmth, energy to a dwelling place. The hearth can take some symbolic forms. And for many people who live in a dwelling that doesn't have an actual hearth fire, there may be a representation of the hearth, such as a small cauldron that's placed on a home altar, and having fire kindled during particular ceremonial experiences. Or it may take the form of a place in the home that serves as a representation of the hearth. There may be a piece of artwork there. There may be an electric or battery-operated candle that's kept perpetually burning. There may be a series of symbols on a home altar or shrine that are hearth-like in their form. And some will have on a patio some type of fire bowl which serves as a kind of hearth fire, or a grill or some other fire kindling device. A really ancient form of Bridget fire is the fire of the forge. Indeed, some of the forms that Bridget takes is that as a goddess of smithcraft. Not just ironcraft, blacksmithing, but goldsmithing, smithing with other precious metals, although iron and gold are the most associated with Bridget. And in the fire of the forge, not only are metals shaped and tempered and strengthened, but the forge has a transformative, symbolic connection as well. Another form of Bridget fire is that of creativity. This can take the form of crafting a variety of things. It can take the form of storytelling, music, poetry, theater, handiwork. The form of Bridget fire connected with crafting and creativity is often known as fire in the head. In fact, some depictions of the goddess Brigid will have flames, rays of light and flames coming from the head to represent that form of creativity. And the final form of Brigid fire that I'll share with you tonight is that of spiritual wisdom. Not only knowledge, but an understanding of that knowledge and the ability to live life according to that knowledge and to teach and help others from that spiritual wisdom space. Being radiant, going out in the world and making a difference, grounded in wisdom from the spirit within oneself and the larger spirit, the great spirit of which we are all part. Let's take a look at some sacred ways to work with these different forms of Brigid fire. A good place to start is that of Brigid attunement, such as through meditations, keeping an altar or a shrine, doing rituals, doing studies. Active involvement, engagement with Brigid, with her fiery dimensions as part of spiritual practice. Join with me now as we do a short meditation, a Brigid attunement. Find a comfortable place to be. And ideally, you're in a place where you can reduce or dispel distractions and can use your full attention on the meditation that we will do together. If you are in a place where you are not able to close your eyes, then allow yourself to flow with the meditation in a way that works for you. Center yourself, taking deep, slow breaths. Use a form of the name of this goddess to connect with her. We're going to use one form of her name, Brigid. If you are in a place where you can chant the name with me, I invite you to do so. As you chant the name, let it resonate deep within you. And then when we have finished chanting, imagine a beautiful fire blazing before you, a sacred spiritual fire that is Brigid or Brigid incarnate. We're going to use the name Brigid, which is an ancient form of her name, and we will repeat it several times and let it strengthen our connection with her as well as the image of her as a sacred fire. Brigid, 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 Brigid. experience yourself connecting with her by visualizing a sacred fire. Look deep within this imaginal fire. And as you do, pay attention to what you experience, attuning yourself to Brij and to this Brijit fire. Continue to attune. Make note of any symbols, imagery, word or words that come to you as you do so. And if it feels right, invite Brij to continue to work with you in day-to-day life and to guide you in ways of strengthening your connection. And then give thanks. This is an example of a simple meditation that can be a powerful meditation, a meditation working with sound and images, as well as focused intention and focused awareness, listening to align and receive guidance. Some other ways of working with Brijit as fire goddess is to create an altar or shrine to her, having an image of her, a central candle that represents her, two-dimensional art image that you may find on the internet or get an art print. It can be having her name written on a card, set before a candle as a representation of her. You could put a Brijit's wheel or a Brijit's cross on the altar to represent her. In addition, taking time to learn more about her. One place is to go to the Circle Sanctuary website, and in the navigation bar under teachings, go to Celebrating the Seasons and connect with my Celebrating the Seasons for Imbolc, and there's a number of resources that I've created that are there that could be helpful in your practice. You may want to do internet research on her or get some books about Celtic traditions. There are some books specifically about Brijit that are available that you might find helpful. Another type of sacred way to work with Brijit and Brijit fire is by actually working with candles and other fire as part of your connection with her. If you have an actual hearth fire, then as you are kindling fire, to call on her as you do so and to experience yourself as you kindling the fire, working with her to bring it into being. You might create a chant or adapt a chant that you encounter. You may want to do an invocation by working with a hearth fire, for example. Many people will work with Bridget's sacred fire by kindling one or more candles on an altar. And I'd like to share with you a chant that I created many years ago and that I still incorporate in in-bulk ceremonies and some healing ceremonies involving Bridget year-round. The words are, Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us as we call your name. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us, or you could change it to bless me as I call your name, but in a group setting, bless us as we call your name. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. And the melody goes like this. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us as we call your name. Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. I invite you to join with me. And as you chant this chant, if you have a candle nearby that you can actually kindle, then I invite you to do that as well, kindling that Bridget fire as a representation of the goddess Bridget and as a means to attune to her in her fiery form. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us as we call your name, Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us as we call your name, Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Lady of the Sacred Flame, bless us as we call your name, Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. And take a few moments now. Take into yourself Bridget fire blessings. Experience yourself glowing with a warmth of support, of joy, of balance, of enhanced vitality. Let the power of Bridget as Lady of the Sacred Flame be in you, be around you, be upon you. Now and in the times to come. So be it. A tradition involving working with Bridget's sacred fire through candles is that of having a particular Bridget candle and then doing ceremonial work with that and having other candles that you will be working with that will involve attuning to Bridget and kindling it from that candle. And after the candle is extinguished, knowing that the power of Bridget continues on, even though the candle isn't lit, in the wick. Since the fire of Bridget was rekindled in Kildare in Ireland, many people have gone to that sacred fire bearing candles and have kindled them from the fire, then extinguished them and carried the energy in that wick, in the candles, back into their home places. And I've been gifted with candles kindled from that sacred fire, and in turn have had those candles used to kindle other candles. And then that way, there's a contemporary tradition of sharing the power of Brigid fire. Whether you get a Kildare kindled candle or one that descends from that, you can create your own version of this by doing a ritual and dedicating a candle as a symbol of Brigid and doing ceremonial work with that in ceremonies, connected with Imbolc and other times of the year. And then in like fashion, kindling other candles and sharing them with others from that Brigid fire. Another way to work with Brigid fire is at Imbolc, and that's what we're doing tonight. Some people actually celebrate Imbolc at the full moon closest to this holiday in the solar wheel of the year, and some will celebrate it closer to the 5th or 6th of February, seeing that more aligned with the exact midpoint between winter solstice and spring equinox, depending on what calendar you're using and how many days you celebrate seasonal festivals. So having personal and community celebrations of this time of year, face-to-face and in cyberspace, can be a wonderful way of working with Brigid fire. For the holiday itself celebrates lengthening daylight and the movement towards springtime. Yes, amongst many Celtic peoples, it actually was the start of spring out of the four fire festivals in the seasonal calendar. This was the one that started the spring cycle. Where I live, which is in an oak forest in Wisconsin, in north central the United States, it takes a while for spring to get here. In fact, even at our spring equinox celebrations, we call our festival Welcome Spring rather than Spring is Here Festival, because often it is April or May before all the snow stops falling and the ground start thawing and we start getting greenery on the land and flowers coming forth. Another sacred way to work with Brigid fire has to do with blessing the home. The Brigid cross, which I mentioned previously, can be created, blessed, and put up above a door in the home. Often it's the main door or near a door, or it's some other place in the home as a home blessing tool. I have a variety of different Brigid crosses. Some are woven from straw or rushes. Others are ceramic. One's made of peat. Some are made of wood. And the ones that are sturdier, I often will use as a kind of wand during home blessing work. A hearth fire, as mentioned before, is another powerful form of Brigid fire. And when one is kindling a fire, one can do so to bring a blessing of hospitality, of comfort and warmth to the home. Certain herbs such as sage and rosemary, thyme, can be cast into a hearth fire, not only to give some extra sparkle to the fire, but to release some powerful scents that can be quite pleasant as one does work at a hearth fire. And Bridget Fire of Healing is another important form connected with Bridget. And I see three different aspects of Bridget as healing and Bridget Fire as healing fire. Release, purification, dispelling, driving away, letting go of thoughts and feelings, resentments, things that inhibit a person from being able to truly be one with the deep spiritual wholeness part of self, a purification with release, healing as repair, soothing hurt, coming together in a new way, gathering strength from challenges, soothing and comfort, and the healing power of renewal, being fired up, being energized, being rebirthed, reborn in a new way, in a healthier way. Release, repair, renew. Three aspects of healing. The healing can take the form of visualizations, a Bridget Fire, cleansing, energizing, nurturing. It can take the form of working with some form of spiritual healing through touch. It can take the form of the fire of a healing chant. And one such chant can be this. Imagine that you are in a sacred circle, and in the center is an altar, and in the center of the altar is a place with sacred fire coming out. This is the sacred fire of healing in this healing circle. Imagine yourself gazing into this healing light as you do this chant. Bridget Fire, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. Bridget Fire, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. Bridget Fire, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. Draw into yourself the healing that you need from this visualization. And in like fashion, you can use this or an adaptation of this chant to direct healing to someone in need. Or a version of the Lady of the Sacred Flame chant. Lady of the Sacred Flame, heal the ones that we now name. And doing this in a group chant, everyone chanting that repeatedly, and then as they feel inclined to do so, calling out the name of someone in need of healing, continuing to do that, people calling out the names as they visualize them, experience them, receiving healing fire of Bridget to aid them in their quest for healing and wellness. Working with Bridget Fire in the form of sun rituals. At the beginning of the day as the sun rises, in the middle of the day as the sun is high in the sky. Later in the day as the sunset happens, connecting with the sacred sun, connecting with Bridget as a form of the sacred sun can be a powerful way of working. Doing crafting projects, calling on Bridget as you are creating something, as you are fixing something, experiencing her, blessing your work, guiding your work, inspiring your work. Calling on the Bridget Fire to aid you and creating a song, a story, poem, a ritual, a chant. Calling on the Bridget Fire to inspire you as you make choices about your life. Bridget Fire, come inspire. Bridget Fire, come inspire. Bridget Fire, come inspire is a chant that you may want to use. And then there's Bridget Fire for spiritual growth. For me, I work with Bridget not only at Imbolc, but throughout the year. She's one of the forms of the divine that I attune to and work with on a daily basis. I make time every morning when I rise to go to the shrine I have to her in my home, to spend a few moments there, aligning myself with her and attuning to what guidance might come. It's not having to be a long ritual, but it is like turning on a light switch when you go into a room. It's making a connection, focusing, resonating, illuminating. And finally, for Bridget Fire, Bridget and her fire of hope, her fire of peace, her fire of creative solutions to challenges, her fire of freedom for planetary healing and well-being. Envisioning Bridget Fire within yourself and within and around the world, bringing healing and wellness to the planet that is our home, to the biosphere, community of life of which we are a part. Bridget, we've called to you. Bridget, we honor you. And now, Bridget, we thank you. We thank you as goddess of many dimensions. And especially tonight, we thank you as Bridget Fire. Continue to be with us, in us, guide us, teach us, aid us, as we go into our daily life. Bless us now and in times to come. So mote it be. Now in this final part of our evening, I invite those of you who are listening live to share some comments or questions, experiences via live chat, if you're able to do that, or there's a call-in number that is available, which is 347-308-8222. So if you have a way that you work with Bridget Fire, I invite you to share that. Or if you have a question or a comment about tonight's show. And if you are listening but do not want to do the live chat, I invite you to tweet your questions to me. You can do that by going to my Twitter, which is at Selena, S-E-L-E-N-A, underscore Fox. And if you use the hashtag with the hashtag sign circle nature magic, all lowercase, run together, that's another way you can reach me. So each week there will be a time towards the end of the time together for interaction. And for those of you who listen at different times when the show gets announced via social media, you will have an opportunity to ask some questions that way. One question that came up in the workshop that I did at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve as part of our Embalk Festival was how to weave some form of Bridget practice into personal life. And it doesn't have to take lots of time. I think it's making a time during the day, even if it's only for a few minutes, where you have the opportunity to be centered, quiet, and doing some form of Bridget practice, chanting her name or a form of her name, doing a prayer, doing one of the chants that I shared in this podcast tonight. Those are all possibilities. Sitting and working with a symbol connected with her, using that as a meditative focus, such as a Bridget's cross or an image of Bridget, playing some Bridget music, reading a Bridget book. All of these are some ways not only to learn about Bridget, but to strengthen your connection. And I invite into our discussion David and Jeanette Ewing, and they will be following this show with Fire Magic on our weekly show known as Circle Talk. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Well, I know you've worked with Bridget, and I know you've worked with fire and fire magic, and I'm glad that we have two shows that pretty much segue into each other tonight. And Circle Talk, this will be the first time we've had it on Tuesday night. So I look forward to you sharing about fire magic. Do you have some comments about Bridget Fire in particular? Are there particular symbols you use or rituals that you use in connecting with Bridget using fire?
There are a few. One symbol is the Bridget's cross,
mm-hmm.
and we've incorporated that for a number of years. There are candles that you can use. Typically, I will use white and red, red specifically for the fire aspect of Bridget. And you mentioned this earlier in the show, that you have a candle that you were gifted with that was lit from the flame at Kildare, and there's actually an organization called the Ordre Brigadoc.
Right.
Yeah, and so this is a nonprofit organization, and there's a Facebook group for it. I posted the link, but there's also a website, the Ordre Brigadoc International, and on that website is a lot of information that talks about working with Bridget. There's lots of Bridget poetry,
mm-hmm.
and pictures and stories and all kinds of stuff. But there's also this thing that you can sign up for. And I think this would be a really good way for someone who wants to strengthen their attunement and their connection with Bridget. So what you do is you can sign up to be one of the people...
Flame keeper, right?
Yeah, it's a flame keeper. And so the tradition holds that it's for a 20-day cycle. The priests and priestesses of Bridget are flame keepers for 19 days, and then every 20th day is Bridget's day. So you can sign up for that as an individual flame keeper on a specific day, and then yours is going to fall on every, day number 4 of the cycle, and you just keep track of that cycle and however many days. And so what you do is, if you have it on your particular day,
mm-hmm.
what you'll do is, starting at sunset, you will keep a candle lit for 24 hours straight until the next sunset. And so you are a keeper of the flame for that time period.
For that day.
Yeah, for that time. Yeah, for that particular day. I think it's a really cool way to make that part of a regular practice for yourself.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And I do think that having these traditions rooted in the ancient past but adapted for our contemporary times is really a wonderful thing. I see in our live chat that Carol talked about comfort was the word concept that resonated tonight for me. And I really do agree with the Bridget fire as comfort. In fact, as I have spent the last few days with quite a bit of snow flying around, as has been the case with people in different parts of the United States, especially in the Northeast, certainly as I've kindled the hearth fire, in particular yesterday, a couple hours before our full moon circle, when we lost electricity for an hour, I called on Bridget and that hearth fire to bring some warmth, as well as called on Bridget to get some help to the electricity. Yes, I called the electrical repair people as well. Didn't tell them about the Bridget work I was doing, but I'm very glad the electricity got restored to this area within an hour, so that we were able to have, I not only had some comfort here at my own home, but through the woods and down the hill to the valley where the Circle Sanctuary main temple is, that we actually had a cozy night there as well. I've found Bridget being a goddess that can revitalize us, energize us, but also can really relax and comfort and assure us. She's a multifaceted goddess, and many people know about her watery dimension because there's so many sacred wells and sacred springs across different parts of Europe. We have Bridget Spring at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is near Barneveld, Wisconsin. But the fire aspect is also ancient with her, and I do think it's fabulous when we all connect together in that way.
I am the spark before the fire. From winter's cold, I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring. I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow. In darkest night, a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring. I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire. From winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring. I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow. In darkest night a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring. I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire. From winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring. I am the tiniest of flames. A dancing fire upon the snow. In darkest night a mighty glow. I circle toward the coming spring. I am a life awakening. Midwinter slumber I do shake, I coax the seed and bulb to wake, I pull them slowly from their dreams, I am the maiden of the flame. Protecting all at time of birth, in love and safety draw them forth, I wrap all newborns in my light, I am the maiden dressed in white. I am the spark before the fire. From winter's cold I do inspire. I am the promise of the spring. I am the tiniest of flames.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.